Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
I know it's Takeover Tuesday, but someone else stole my drink. You better bring my drink back, whoever took it. Welcome to the show. Takeover Tuesday right here on Monster US Radio, right here on the podcast on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight's the night where I think it's the only place in the world where you can take over a podcast and talk about your damn self. Get it? I'm just saying. Takeover Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We are the Monstars. I'm DJ E Monster. I can't find no music. Shut up. We're going to get some music going, though. But this is Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight, Miss Lady?
You know, I'm trying to calm the beast inside of me down right now.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm good. I'm trying to, you know, woosah. I really, man, yeah. Yeah. I really realize, you know, when something go wrong with my black kings, how militant as a woman and how angry as a black woman I get, and I'm trying to keep that black woman syndrome down, and how to do it in a mature way of having this feeling. Instead of the anger part, mm-hmm. and the blame part, and yeah, it's really hard as a mother, man. It's man, and so I'm just trying to bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to bring it in because right now I'm hearing that mother's cry. You know what I'm saying? Of they took my baby away. They took my baby away. They took my baby away, and that could be any mother. That could be one of us. You know what I'm saying? Any moms who got black male children. So, yeah. Yeah. So, I'm just trying not to boil over. But, yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm already know what you're talking about. So, we definitely going to get into that, I'm pretty sure, tonight. But we got the entertainment news. We got music for you guys. What we got on the chat block for the entertainment news?
Well, of course, we got what's going down about, you know, what happened in Minneapolis with the officers shooting, killing the young man, not shooting, sorry, killing the young man. We got Ice Cube's response. We got the attorney already, their response. We got what happened to the officers. We got what's going on with 2 Chainz, with the officer. He's got some officer problems. And this NYC, this other black guy got some problems. I want to just touch on China. And then the New York City of how, you know, people are still being just nasty.
That's how you feel? You got, like, really into that nasty part.
Just nasty.
You called the
like,
whole state. You just called the whole state Miss Jackson.
Yeah, it's almost like I don't even want to go. Like, I've never been to New York. Never. But once I saw that, I was like, and I never will. How about that? I can't do nasty.
Well,
yeah.
Well, damn, I got to see what you talking about. New York, my spot. Family from there. So we got to see what you want. and we're going to tell you get the
man.
Fuck up out of here. No. All right. We got that. We got a lot for y'all tonight. Takeover Tuesday. Remember, it's the only place in the world right now, Miss Unbelievable, people call in and take over and brand yourself. Ain't nowhere else you can do it right now. If there is, call me up and tell me about it. Check it out. Here's an artist who's been in our, he's been actually in our rotation for a while. We ain't getting no spins right here on the Blog Talk, so we're going to go ahead and do that tonight since it's Takeover Tuesday. We like to take care of the independent artists and play new tracks. So, check it out. We're going to do this right here. I like this one. This is my cut right here. DJ Litty Lit. This is Tommy Karate. Y'all better have this in y'all rotation sometime. I'm telling you, this is Concord. Jordan. Size 11. Take over.
Taking that Concord to
we
the
live, y'all. We live.
Yeah. Woo.
Am I living?
Go to the fucking buttons. You feel that? You know what it is.
Hey. I ain't got time for the haters. I ain't got time for them. See, I only make time for the paper. I chase the paper in my car course. See, I ain't got time for no haters. I ain't got time for no haters. Only make time for the paper while I'm chasing for this paper in my contract. Find me in a fresh pair of 11s. On the grind, no time for a beverage. I be grinding on the clock to every stack. Let the boy hungry, tell him bring my appetizer second. To all my haters, I would like to tell you thank you. You motivated me to get to these Franklin. If it wasn't for your hating, that's hating. I wouldn't be in the place to give you out thanking. But I ain't got time.
No.
I'm blowing on potion, I'm sipping slow motion, boy, I know my tolerance. I'm in them same Jordans when he played the Martians and he took it out of space.
Face down, nigga.
But I'm in the league, there is no stopping me, boy, you might as well call it quits. They swear that they real, but in real situations, I swear they turn kind of heavy. I ain't got time for the haters,
no.
I ain't got time for them. See, I only make time for the paper,
no.
I chase the paper in my car course. I ain't got time for no haters. I ain't got time for no haters. I only make time for the paper while I'm chasing for this paper in my Concord. In my Concord, life Concord with my dime. People side me with the nickel in the center console. Ain't got the time for any hater or a player trying to play me punk fake. I'ma make the layup. Try me for the low. Got the heat for the beat. Tell Arby's I got better roles. And my lawyer beat the federal.
What?
He made it disappear like poof. There where it goes. I ain't trying to visit the morgue, so karate get it in until I sit with the Lord. Got my army well built, see we fixing the wall. The way we walk up on the court, you know we fitting the ball. No, I ain't got time for the haters.
Got time for
shit, I ain't got the time for
them. Nope.
I swear I got a fetish for them levels. And my girl, she addicted to them Tom Collins.
Am I 11?
I ain't got time for the haters.
No,
I ain't got time for them. I only make time for the paper.
No.
I chase the paper in my car course. See, I ain't got time for no haters. I ain't got time for no haters. I only make time for the paper while I'm chasing for this paper in my car course.
Take over Tuesday. I said it's take over Tuesday. And we live, y'all. We are definitely live. Tommy Karate. It's called Concord. Jordan 11. So let's see here. Wow, we came out of there real early, didn't we, Miss Unbelievable? We got like
we did.
Oof, like 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Before the entertainment news.
And can I just, you know, say that we talked a lot yesterday about, you know, people and the underlying of the different things that is now the new norm and people wear masks. And I was out today at the store, and they have people outside mm-hmm. like, you can't come in. Go get your mask. When I went to get my ID, they were like, oh, you can't come in. Go get your mask. Wash your hands, clean your hands, go this way, go that way, clean your hands, back up, get away from me. It was so, like, unfriendly. I'm just like, ooh, is that what we're taking away, the Minnesota Knights that we have here.
Right.
Because, you know, Minnesota Knights, people are being, like, undercover rude, yet that's what they got to do. So it's like, if you a rude person, this is your season. Like, I ain't even going this is your season to be rude. If you a rude person, got like a rude personality, like this your season right now. Because people can be rude and get away with it. And if you nice, man, like the demon inside you who always wanted to be rude, that's going to get awakened. And you ain't used to nice people's rudeness because you're like, oh, that's not you. But boy, when you awaken, it's a different rudeness. You know what I'm saying? Because their kindness is that passive-aggressive kindness rude, and you don't know what to do with it because you don't know if they're going to blow your head off or cuss you out or just smile and be not. You don't know. Like, I'm just saying. Have you peeped that out?
Yeah, it's probably pretty not. Bad. I even was looking at it one day to the point, it's like, are they trying to aggravate people to do shit? You know what I mean? Like, are you really trying to aggravate people to do shit? Because the same thing happened to me that day when I was at an establishment and I'm walking out. There was nobody there telling me I can't go this way. Next thing you know, I got two people yelling at me at the top of their lungs from behind me telling me I can't go out this doorway. Two more feet, I'm out the door. There's nobody else standing there. Let me go out the door. But they took it upon themselves to be rude. They could have just been like, sorry, sir, well, just next time don't come through. Or, excuse me, sir, sorry. You know, made your way to me, whatever. But don't yell at me like I'm your child and expect me to turn around and respect that. You don't know what type of state I'm in. I could be having mental issues. I could have just got beat up by my baby mom. You don't know nothing about what just happened to me.
Yeah.
You did. There's so many things I could have been going through, but because you think, whatever. You know what I mean? But, yes, it's very rude. Like, I've been seeing a lot of people complaining about how they do that. Like, it was even another incident today. I had to check myself to be like, you know what? Just let it go, E. Some people walked in before me. Had no problem. As soon as I opened that door, stop. Too many people in the store.
Right.
Okay. Whatever. You dig? Again. It was some odd shit. And what tipped it off was the attitude that came with it. So it's like, are you trying to provoke them up? I don't be knowing.
Yeah.
I don't be knowing. But it ain't a good feeling. A lot of times, it's not a good feeling. I seen a lady, old lady, she was so old, I was wondering why wasn't nobody there pushing her in a cart. You understand me? I mean, I'm like, you ever look at people out there, oh, they be driving, they be slow as fuck, eyes look red as hell on the inside. You be like, where is your kids at? That's who should be driving you. Where is your kids at? She was like one of them. And the dude in front of, he ain't did nothing to her. Not a damn thing. But let's put it like this. At the end of it, she called him all kinds of assholes, looking at him in his face, pointing at him in front of this store, a whole bunch of people, just going, yes, you, I'm talking to you. You're a fucking asshole. I'm like, oh, shit. The lady tried to turn around and try to get me to agree with her. I'm not. No, lady, I'm looking the other way. I'm not helping you.
Right.
No.
And, you know, that's so true because, you know, the ones who are used, like people who are used to helping people, and have the gifts of help, they're like, oh, damn, I'm not helping nobody. Because, see, I don't, like you said, don't know how you're going to snap off on me, don't want your help, don't know none of that. So, like, all for those people who, like, are really going to struggle because you got to find a different way how to help folks without feeling like that part of you is missing.
Right.
Because if that's how that's how you fulfilled your life of helping folks and being there and let me help you. Now they were like, did I ask you 6 feet, bitch? 6 feet. 6 feet, please. 6 feet. But I'm trying to help you. Nah, 6 feet. You see what I'm saying? And you know what else?
What?
I know. Have you noticed that the mask and the head dress they're wearing for the women is covering us completely up?
You say what?
Like the shield, the headset. So like the mask, and they're putting like the bonnet with it, or they're putting like the shield, or they're putting pieces with it to cover you, the whole do-rag to cover you all the way up. I'm like, wow, we are becoming Muslims right before my eyes as a fashion statement to wear with your mask. They are covering us completely up to be with fashion. Just look at some of the masks out there that they're making. I said, huh, are we going back into the days where this was what we were supposed to be, and, you know, we decided, oh, no, we're going to change how we're looking? Because I know in the Bible, some of the Bible, it says, you know, the woman was covered up from head to toe, and that's where some of the Muslims got it from, you know, and the only part that you saw, you know, was just your husband or your family only saw it. No one from outside saw you. Like, when you was getting ready, or you getting ready for the king and present yourself to the king, you wasn't all out like we are, you know, hair, you know, tight outfits. That, no, we was covered up. So I'm like, are we getting that covered up? Huh. Just to make you go, I know.
I know, right? Okay. Yeah, I didn't think about it that way. Okay. So, looks like we got a little extra time. I know you said you want to hear a song. I know we ain't supposed to be taking over the show within, you know what I mean? That's just wrong. It's just wrong. That's like bullying your own kid.
Right. You know, they do say I'm a passive-aggressive bully. They do say that. So I don't know
passive?
How this is going to work for me.
You're just aggressive.
Wow. Really? I'm passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
Okay? Passive-aggressive.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck.
I got you.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time
that I checked, over Tuesday. We don't give a fuck about y'all feelings. Call us up, 563-999-3411. Emotion is unbelievable.
I've been self-made from the dribble. I was been saying I'm a killer. Nah. Playing no games with you niggas. Pop clutch, switch lanes on you niggas. Nah. I laid down the game for you niggas. Taught you how to charge more than what they pay for you niggas. On the whole thing for you niggas. Reinvest, double up, then explain for you niggas. It gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cut. It's for the pizza, not to go off the Monopoly board. Hey, y'all niggas false claims, it gotta be fraud. Just keep the hood about your mouth and you gotta be charged. I doubled up. Tripled up, nigga, what? Banged on the whole game, I ain't give a fuck. Nobody tripping, had no business, got my digits up. And when I drop, you know I'm about to fuck.
Last time that I checked,
it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect. Then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked,
come through fly.
No cosign, I ain't need radio to do mine. I done fine and I take my time and take my tribe. Every level that I crossed in this game, like state lines, it was visionary. Either I'm genius or you niggas scared. Maybe it's both in this balance I deliver daily. For every nigga in these streets trying to feed the babies. The single mama's working hard not to miss a payment. And dirty money get washed on royalty statements. Black owners in this game, a powerful race. Young niggas in the set, just doing it makeshift. By the garage, how you end up in charge, that's how you end up in penthouses, end up in cars, that's how you start off a curse, start end up a boss, that's how you win the whole thing and lift up a cigar with sweat dripping down your face. Cause the mission was
last time that I checked,
it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep last time that I checked. I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat last time that I checked. I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress last time that I checked. First you get the money, then respect. Then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked.
I got the front and in the back. We on the way and that's a fact. This real, this ain't rap. Where everybody wanna act pro-black. The last lie you heard, this ain't that. This, that, I did. Made it out the gutter shit. Nip told you fuck the middle man. I told you fuck a bitch. Fuck wearing they clothes, I wear my own shit. Y'all get on y'all label, I own my own bitch. Hey, man, I remember all that game you thought me. Don't fuck around and get played by the label owners. Talk that shit to these niggas, Adrian Broner. But secure the window, don't let the game fool you. Cause when this game over, it's when the game over. And all they do is play the game till this game over. And you be giving game like a big brother mission. Never let them take it from us.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep last time that I checked. I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat last time that I checked. I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress last time that I checked. First you get the money, then respect. Then the power and the hoes come next last time that I checked.
Last time that I checked.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Takeover Tuesday. Don't forget, you can check us out at MonstarsRadio.com. We got a 24/7 stream over there, and it's free. You ain't got to pay no fees and all that other stuff. And don't forget, you can go to SoLetMeSpeaks.com. Check that out. You can purchase the book. Matter of fact, I think you got like 3 books over there now, don't you?
I do, yeah. SoLetMeSpeaks, Volume 2. And the 30-Day Journal with another one pretty soon off the presses with another one on the way, which is going to be a fiction. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. She's even got shirts over there and stuff for y'all. So, all right, make sure you make a purchase because when you make a purchase, you support the show. Also, one of our sponsors, or also more of our sponsors, is Picasso Painting, Elite Way Management, and Monster U.S. Apparel. So, all right, it's about time. Yes, it's about that time for this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? You know what that is. That's that gossip lifestyle. We talk about some of the things that other people talk about, but our commentary is a lot different. So, all right, who we got on the chop block? Who about to get their head busted wide open?
Well, I'm going to talk about China first because, you know, everything underneath the sun derives from China. So, listen up. China urges preparation for military combat amid coronavirus epidemic, right? Mm-hmm. So, the president, Tuesday, China stepped up its preparedness and armed combat improvement. Its ability to carry a military task as the coronavirus pandemic is having a profound impact on the national security. China's performance in fighting the coronavirus has shown the success of military reform, saying and added that the armed forces should explore new ways of training aimed at the pandemic. He also says that they're planning on delegating the People's Liberation Army and People's Armed Forces on sidelines for this annual session of parliament to show how and just how he's going to do it. He says China's wolf attack will be fairly dealt and China will be taught a lesson. This time, India will give a belifting reply come what may. So, you know, they're fighting, but they're like, oh, I'm about to switch this around. I'm about to use the wolf pack. Step it up and use the Wolfpack way. Now, DJ Monsta, I know you are our National Geographic guru. How do wolf packs come? Like, how do they come?
The hell are you talking about? I don't know.
Well, you would have been
international guru.
What's the structure?
The structure? Are you talking about an actual wolf?
Wolfpack. Yes. He said he wants to align his company, his army up like a pack of wolves, a wolf pack.
Okay. I imagine they're going to attack in groups and chase motherfuckers down and break off, and one motherfucker go this way, another motherfucker go that way. I don't know. I don't hang with wolves.
You always got some geographical stuff.
I went dancing with wolves before, but
I'd be like, okay, he's about to do some geographical stuff. Like, you be knowing some crazy stuff. Like, I'd be like, oh, really? Like, for real? So I just, you know, assume, like, yeah, he gonna know this. Like, yeah, he gonna know this. My bad.
Not right off count, no. My bad. I'm off point. I'm tired, man. I worked all day. I started a new gig today. Some independent contracting
okay.
stuff, and yeah, I'm a little tired.
What are you doing?
It was really, really great. Without saying too much, basically, I put in some software for some vendors and stuff to check in and check out of some companies that they go into. I set up the system, and I'll be the one checking the system. It's something, you know, they got going on right now. So I don't know if I can really talk too much about it, but I don't see why not. I mean, I ain't signed no disclosure agreement or nothing like that, but that's basically it. So I got to do computer tech shit, and, you know, installing and all that type of stuff. So, but it's something light right now, and if it works out, it's going to be something major. It's going to be something really, really big, and I'm going to be the spearhead of it. So it'll be something great.
Nice. All right, so that's you're leading the wolf pack right now. Yeah, okay. All right, leader of the wolf pack. He's
okay,
male leading the wolf pack. So if he needs some other people behind him, he's already ahead. You know, okay. So now I know you NYC, but let me tell you, the NYC wet market leaves out dumpsters full of chicken parts dripping blood into the sewers. See, that's nasty. A wet market in New York City has taken its international filth and left it out for the masses with an unattended dumpster full of chicken parts that was literally seeping blood into the NYC sewer system. The gross-out spectacle was filmed out near Queens recently by the animal rights nonprofit group. They're like, see, they nasty. They not taking care of stuff. It's unsanitary conditions because this footage is gross. You see in the dumpster bin what you do. It's absolutely packed to the top with trash bags that are fully full of cut up animal parts, especially chicken. One you can see popping out towards the top with his legs and feathers exposed and hoovering above. Not only that, the blood coming down from the dumpsters and flowing down into the street sewer drainers like a mini river. We're told this dumpster belongs to the wet market, and that place was closed when this was filmed, so it's been there for a minute, so just imagine the smell. NYC has a bunch of wet market operations open, and a new bill was recently introduced. If it's unsanitary for live animals, shops will disappear. With that being said, the Big Apple, you want to know why it's been discussed on a national level? Because of coronavirus and how it got started. For this reason, y'all, so why is it that y'all being nasty?
Yeah, that's got to be handled. That's got to be corrected. I mean, you can't just blame New York, though. I'm pretty sure that's going on in other places. Yeah, I mean, but it's definitely got to be handled. And I'm glad somebody put it out there like that, because, you know, if nobody exposes the shit that goes on, and who knows where the shit's coming from. It could be stuff like that. I don't know. But it's just like, whoa. But I hear you, though. Mm. Like a river. Mm. That's crazy. She almost threw up in my mouth. Yeah. Oh. Really.
Because the thought of that, okay, so y'all already know that you guys are one of the largest people who got most of the, like, a lot of people. And the virus has, like, literally have wiped you guys out. Why would you go back to your old nasty behavior? And this, the virus was to show us how to stop being nasty. Like, when are we going to learn to stop being nasty? Like, what is it?
Yeah.
They gonna have to take out half New York or half wherever else that they have wet markets or whatever else to say, okay, y'all still being nasty. We told y'all
right.
This is how we're
you
spread.
Can't. Right, but you make it sound like you blaming all of New York because of that person's incident. That's one little lump of fools that can't get right. You can't say all of New York, though.
Okay. But New York people is acting stupid. Let me read you another New York situation, okay? Let me read you another New York. You ready? You ready, Swice? You
I'm
ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Central Park Karen, white woman calls cop on black man, but her butt got fired from her job. So, Franklin Templeton had just announced Cooper had been fired from her job. The company said following their internal review of the incident in Central Park, they made a decision to terminate the employee involved effective immediately. The investment firm doubled down. We do not tolerate racism of any kind at Franklin Templeton. But now Karen, or her backing, has been put on administrative leave by her employer on the wake of the video. And on the video, her real name is Amy, but they're calling her Karen. She says she sincerely and humbly apologized to everyone, especially to that man and his family. It was unacceptable, and I humbly and fully apologize to everyone who has seen the video, everyone that's been offended, adding everyone who thinks of me in a lower light, and I understand why they do. Now, it appears Karen, which is was shamed into returning her adopted rescue dog to the Cocker Spaniel place where this went viral. So she's calling the police and pretending a black man is attacking her when he really just asked her to leash her dog. This went down at New York Central Park. And the video starts with the woman attempting to unleash her dog, but then she quickly walks towards the man recording the video who complained her dog was off the leash. And, you know, all dogs are required to be on the leash by law. What happened next, if y'all haven't seen it, I'm like, this is just really stupid. The man started recording her, which he didn't know. She threatened to call NYPD, and then there's an African-American threatened my life. The man encouraged her to call, and of course she did, and carried out her threat, which you have to see. The woman started yelling and used a high-pitched tone, trying to make it sound like she was in imminent danger. It worked. Law enforcement tells that NYPD responded, but when they arrived, both parties had left. No tickets nor arrests were made for the possible assault. But, well, the cops didn't get her, but the video got around. The woman is deservedly got dragged online. Several people believe that they ID'd her and her dog. By the way, the woman who was also dragging, choking her poor dog during her phony rant to the cops. Aside from that blatant lie, she also wasted NYPD resources, so they don't know if they're going to charge her with wasting NYPD's time.
Right, I was going to say,
so
now that would
that
be the charge I think they would do.
Another situation that could have got
out of
go
ahead.
Because I said another situation that could have got it out of the hand, because if they would have showed up, they would have automatically been grabbing him, throwing him down, you know, because she's screaming and hollering. she white, he black. They in New York. They in Central Park. They always have, you know, black people getting, you know, messing with white folks in Central Park. So that could have turned all the way to the left. He could have died. He could have died by the hands of her lie. Because I'm asking you to put your dang on dog up. You going to get offended? Really, Karen? Really?
Right. Well, on the you do have a point on the police part. Unfortunately, you do have a point. But at the same time, in some cases, and I think it's in a lot of cases in there, it depends on who shows up. It depends on which police officer shows up. That's what's really going to depend on. You got some dude who's on one, he show up, it's going to go down just like you said. But he's probably not from that neighborhood. But I'm just saying, that's how it might go down. But if you got somebody, they're going to calm the situation and they're going to sort it out. If you got to go to jail, you got to go to jail. But they're going to calm it down, sort it out. If he gets irate, then they're going to do what they got to do. But they'll try to neutralize the situation, see what's going on, and then take it from there. Now, he would have busted out his camera. Look, no, I didn't do shit to her. Here's her stripping. It would have went not in Karen's favor. So,
excuse me.
But,
where you living at?
But yeah.
Excuse me. What state is that? Excuse me. Let me live there. What state are you describing?
That is in New York. That is in New York. I'm not saying that's going to happen every time. Do not get it twisted. But I'm not going to say every time I had an encounter with a police officer in New York City that I had a bad encounter. They jumped on me, dot ass time. Said, go on about your business. Don't let me catch your ass around here. Or some other shit like that. Or be like, come on, bro.
Right.
You did. Whatever, but whatever. But, you know.
Did you not hear me say she was screaming at a lot high-pitched tone talking about she's getting attacked?
I know. Still. It all depends on who shows up. Because when they show up, he's not going to be going all crazy and irate. If she was standing there, he'd be like, hey, I didn't do nothing to her. You dig? They're going to walk up, neutralize the situation, see what's going on, and handle it. But some people are going to come show up and see them right there. They're going to draw their gun, all that extra stuff. But
those cops don't exist anymore. But when you see one, when you meet one, please bring them my way. Please. Especially when I'm black, please bring them my way. Mm-hmm. Because that sounds like a fairy tale that you saying. I mean, that's how we want it to be. But 9 times out of 1,000, it ain't going down like that. Anyway, so, because I will show you why it happened in Minnesota in a few minutes. But before we get there, I want to talk about 2 Chainz. His restaurant was shut down by state cops. You want to know why?
Because he was open.
It was too loud. It was too loud and busy. So 2 Chainz is having trouble at too loud. It was violating the 19 guidelines. The rapper's joint was ordered to close its doors just after Monday because, according to police, the location was rather loud, busy, and occupied to be as a restaurant at the time of the night instead of being outside like they've been asked. You can see videos posted on Instagram. The place was packed. You can see dancing, bottle service, hookah, virtually no socially distance happening at all. As the night continued, you can see a long line starting to form at the entrance. Cops say police arrived to speak to the manager before shutting the location down. It was violating executive orders regarding protocol issued due to COVID-19. 2 Chainz said he wasn't going to open them up, but limited service. He changed his mind, opted to feed the homeless. Now he's back up. Now he's back closed because it appeared the joint was packed to the max. Seems cops were going to let that fly this time around. So I don't know what 2 Chainz is going to do. But it was too loud, and he got shut it down. They shut him down.
So he got a club in his restaurant?
He had a club. He had a club and a restaurant. It turned into a club and a restaurant. You know, we know how to turn a restaurant into a club in a minute. What you thought? Yes, it turned into a club.
Damn. Right. Huh. It must have been a lounge or something. You said they in there with hookahs and dancers and
hookah.
Oh my. Okay. See? I ain't trying to throw you under the bus, Change, but it ain't just New York.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody looking at me, you petty.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck y'all.
Mm-hmm. I'm giving you the side eye right now. How dare you?
Whatever.
We like to get our party on. Okay, so this is the top story of the day, along with, you know, the NYC lady, because they're like, okay, that situation in NYC could have ended up like the situation that happened today here in Minneapolis. So the killing of George Floyd is starting to have a Rodney King-esque level of repercussion out in Minnesota, because hundreds of people are taken to the streets decrying his death. There's like millions of people outside on the 38th block. They're blocking off several blocks, are covered with bodies. They don't appear to be getting too out of hand, but we're sure law enforcement is keeping a close eye on how things will play out in the hours to come. They're not really doing social distance. Minneapolis Police Chief Mr. Arando announced four cops have been fired over George Floyd's death. The police chief, who made the announcement during a conference today, did not identify, but the addresses of the officers are out, and people are at the officers' house protesting as well. He just delivered some strong remarks about the death of the African-American man who had an officer's knee on his neck for several minutes, and his message is clear: the cop failed by all accounts, and the victim should have not died. Being black, Mayor Fry says, being black, it should not be a death sentence. He goes on to say, when you hear something, someone calling for help, you're supposed to help. The officers failed in their most basic human sense. Fry added, all I keep coming back to is this. This man should not have died. Fry went on to say that the victim's life mattered, and that regardless of what the investigation revealed, it doesn't change the simple fact that what happened was wrong. He also issued an apology to the African-American community and the family of the victim, saying he was sorry. The chief also came to the podium and backed up what the mayor said. He also implied the knee technique was not one sanctioned or taught at the police academy there, and also discussed why the feds were set to investigate. So a Minnesota man is dead after police had put his knee on the neck and kept it there, despite pleas by the man that he couldn't breathe, and now the FBI is on the case. It happened when the cops responded to a forgery in progress. Police arrived and saw a suspect sitting in the car. According to what they saw, the man resisted arrest, so he was placed in handcuffs. He appeared to be suffering medical distress. At the time, no weapons or anything was involved. And the video, if y'all have seen it, it's been all over, is disturbing. You see the man crying out, I can't breathe. The officer doesn't budge as other officers passively watches. It appears he's in distress. He screams, that's bull, bro. You're stopping his breath right there, bro. Get him off the ground, bro. Adding the officers to enjoying it, the man became motionless as the ambulance showed up, and the man cried out for his mom. He's taken to the hospital where he died. The body cams were activated and were placed on, they're gone now, pretty much. So that's what happened. The video is graphic. You see two police officers. One was by his neck, you know, where his trachea was, and the other one had his knee in their back. So definitely did some inappropriate, you know, moves that was not law by them.
Not part of that technique.
And so now Ice Cube, so it has, I'm just going to keep reading it before we can just talk about it. Ice Cube asked how long before a strike back in response to Minneapolis man's death. And he was like, everybody's hot. And he said, anybody coming at me for what I said ain't ready to do shit. The actor and rapper said a statement to his statement. he was like, he's fed up. He's happy that there's going to be an investigation. But he said, asking in one tweet, how long are we going for blue on black crime before we strike back? Now, saying that, he's asking, what are we going to do? He got a lot of backlash, and he said he ain't worried about the backlash. He wants to know why blue keeps killing the black. How are we going to strike back? What are we going to do to strike back? So that was Ice Cube, very angry about that. And then George Floyd's death, family lawyer calls it horrific killing. It's open season on black people. He says the killing of George Floyd by Minneapolis police is a later example of shocking, disturbing reality in America, leading many to conclude it's open season on black people. Everyone is shocked and outraged and sadness about what happened. And it was a forgery call. Like, and they were saying how the family is like, that's not even who he was. That's not who he is. There was no weapons. So if it's a forgery call, why are we using that type of behavior towards him? Force, yeah, there you go, behind him. When you hear someone crying for help, that's not what you do. They're saying this is the same thing compared to the death of Eric Garner in 2014 because of the obvious similarities. Going to try to get Eric's family in touch with Floyd and requests made by Eric's mother. So this is also, they're going to get Ahmaud Arbery's family involved and those who work with Trayvon Martin's family in the past. So this isn't going away. This is going to be a big thing here in Minnesota. Like I said, people are still protesting as we speak. And they want to know what's going to happen. He worked at the Conga Lounge here in Minnesota. They said he wasn't a deadbeat. They said he probably wasn't trying to forge nothing. If they're in the car, then how do they know that that's who they were saying that's who forged the checks? So, or forged whatever they was trying to forge. So it is a thing. I Can't Breathe is what the hashtag is going around right now. And the brothers already said he's on his way to Minneapolis. He said, y'all ain't going to get over this. He's from Houston. So this ain't going to go away quietly. Even though, you know, they got fired, this isn't going to go away quietly. And like we've been saying, this is another, you know, thought of racism. But, man, like I said earlier in the podcast, to know this mom and me having African-American boys, I just, what are the police going to do next? The intent and the motives of people's hearts still, as far as, you know, the authority, we're not going to this is hard because he didn't do anything to deserve to, like, none of them deserved it, but forgery, and you use that for, come on. What, you're bored? Because we don't, there ain't that many calls. But then this also brings me back, they killing us, but we still killing these us. We, black on black crime is still killing us, and they killing us. When are y'all going to stand up and say, stop the killing? What is it going to take? What's the conversation? What's the conversation? I said that before when we had an issue here in Minnesota. What's the conversation? Because it can't be the same conversation. What's the conversation that we need to have as black mothers, as black men, as activists, as people who got heart? What's the conversation? Like that woman was trying to provoke you. What's the conversation that we got to have so that just because you're provoked, your response, what's the conversation that we got to have to keep our black men alive? Like, you guys dying by the handful. Our black young kids are dying by the handful. Who's going to be left to watch out for us black women? Who's going to be there to say, hey, I got your back? Who? If y'all are getting killed daily by simple things.
Right. Yeah, I've seen, haven't got to see much of the stuff that's going on. So it's great that you're talking about, because you're really updating me on a lot of things that's going on. I did see a little clip of some of the video. I got to a part where I had to get back to work, but also it was even before then I had to turn it off. So I know why everybody's upset. The city is on fire about this incident right here, right now. Like part that I seen on the video was I seen the part where the guy was on his neck, with his knee. The guy was saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." And I believe one of the people with their phones was telling him, "Just give up and get in the car, bro." And he was like, "I am. I will. Just let me up," or whatever, whatever. So he was like submitting, saying he ain't gonna be no problem, but he can't breathe. So yeah, at that point I had to turn it off. I was like, nah. Now don't quote me in there word for word on what was said, but that's basically how it went. And I was like, oh man. But I did, as I was getting up this morning, getting ready, when the news and stuff was first starting to, or they was really talking about it, I seen little stuff there, but they were saying that, most of the stuff had went viral already. So I'm like, wait, what, what happened? And then, I went looking and I seen that, and yeah, I've seen people upset on social media that I've never seen step out like that before. So, yeah, it's a real thing here. So yeah, it's going to be something that the world's going to be watching, because we are definitely national news right now.
National, and once again, it's not a good situation of national, that we want to be in. But now we're becoming like all these other places that has to deal with this. So as much as they want to say we're Minnesota nice, now they need to see that, yeah, we're Minnesota nice with the racist people here. Like, y'all think down south, we are passive-aggressive racist up here. At least y'all show us y'all hand down south. They play with us up here. And so, like I said, what's the conversation we got to have for the rest of us to survive, because they not only killing men, they're killing women too. So what is it, and what's the conversation we got to have that will make us survive? Like, as people, how can we talk to our young kids who goes to a party and kill? How can we talk to our young kids who shoot out the window at people outside at any hours of the day, shooting 20 to 30 rounds over north, and stuff you don't hear about but it's going down? Who are you shooting at? Hitting homeowners' homes, and they have to pay for it to get fixed. And heaven forbid if the bullet comes through the wall. You know what I'm saying? What conversation we got to have to say, okay, if you got an issue with somebody, that your heart is right and you can talk this out. When are we going to get past this this manly thing of, oh, I got to, in my pride, I got to be the whatever, whatever, to be the top dog. Okay, to be the top dog, you're getting picked off by the cops because you want to be top dog. What conversation are we going to have to say, okay, young man, that is not how you're supposed to live, but wait, this is how my daddy taught me, or this is how I got taught, or the streets taught me because my mama wasn't there. When are we going to have these conversations that is going to make a difference for us to stop getting picked off? We're getting picked off because we're not united, and they know we're not. So how are we going to become united so that y'all can live? Y'all are leaving us in handfuls every day. Kids are daddyless. Women are women are husbandless or boyfriendless or whatever. Where the seed gonna be? How can we plant a seed if y'all not here? We don't want to see y'all seeds in the ground. Ain't y'all tired? Are you tired yet? Are you awoke yet? Or are you still going to do the same thing? We're going to have this march. We're going to talk about it. We're going to be about it. And then 2 months later, we back shooting and killing because we're back to the summertime? when they ain't got nothing to do. We're back robbing and killing because it's summertime and the kids ain't got nothing to do. This is just the start, and it's hot. We started out real hot. So what is the conversation as African-American people do we got to have? Because if they see us united, they can't keep killing us. Because we'll have a voice to come back with. Not a temporary voice, but a full voice. You don't see them picking off Asians. You don't see them picking off Indians. You don't see them picking them off. You don't even see them picking them on. So you see them picking us off. Why are we the person that they are afraid of the most? And if we answer that question, then we'll win.
Oh, it's like spoken word coming out of you. I'm just saying. I ain't trying to interrupt.
I'm just saying. My heart right now, and I'm just trying not to, like, boil over because I know I got bored. I know, like when you love and you see that person is a male that you love and they can walk outside their door and know that they can get picked off and you will never see them again. Y'all don't understand the heart of a mother or a heart of a wife or a heart of a woman to have to sit there and see you bury that seed and be like, oh, what now? Oh, that's heartbreaking. And then to do it at the hands of racism, to do it at the heart of the spirit of, because I don't know what else to do, but you got this job, and why? Lord Jesus. And these are the questions that I know all pastors are asking. These are the questions that all our activists are asking. But yet, what is the best answer are we getting? What is the recovery? How fast can we come together? How fast can you look at yourself and be like, you know what, I got anger in my heart towards some, you know, towards a black person. I'm going to learn to forgive them because I don't want to see that black person get picked off. I don't want to see that black person die. We got to stop hating against the black people. We got to stop, you know, talking about, oh, I ain't going to go to that black person because, you know, this and over here. We got to stop downgrading the black community even with just our thoughts, even with how we think. Because if not, the Karens and the Beckys and the police officers, they can get away with it. They can get away with it. And when the police arrived, like you were saying, I was like, let me meet that police officer. Let me see who they are. Because that don't exist. But if we can get there, I mean, we put that in the app, if we can get there and make them get there and make them do that and make them treat us with respect because they've seen that we are respecting each other, they ain't got no excuse. They'll stick out like a sore thumb. But because we are not coming together, they're fitting right on in once again. All I'm saying is please don't take away mine because I don't know the heartache in my response. I don't know how that's going to be. And I don't know how their response is going to be because it's so unfair. It's so unfair, especially when life right now is we don't know from day to day. We don't know what the virus is going to do. We don't know what sickness is going to do. We don't know what the cost, like us as black people got so much on our plate to worry about. And yet they tell us to live our best life. Okay. Give us an opportunity. Give us opportunity for us to live our best life. Because I guarantee you, we can't. Because we got to worry about our own, the police, the virus, and everything else. Why? That's not how it was supposed to be. Everybody can live freely, but we can't? That's the question we need to ask.
So, hey, we are about at the end of the show. But, man, I know you're going to have some Mega on Comic Cafe. I just know it. I can just feel it. You're going to have something mega on Karma Cafe. So, all right, y'all, that's our show for, if I can get my stuff together over here. All right, that's our show for tonight, Takeover Tuesday. Tomorrow, it's Wet, Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy music. We got sexy conversation. We do it all with a roar. And then we got Karma Cafe, which is Thursday night. That's where Miss Unbelievable does her spoken word. And we talk about community issues, talk about, you know, things, it's like a meditation night. We're trying to help y'all keep from getting 30 days, getting into a fight, place to call in and vent. Cause that's one of the things we need to do. Sometimes everybody talking about, oh, tough, tough, tough. Sometimes you just gotta let that shit flow and let it go. So it don't stress you and you be all tight all damn day. And then we got Friday Night Live to get y'all ready for the weekend. I'm trying to think of something new for Friday Night Live, but I don't know.
I'm ready to do the verses. You ready to battle? You ready to battle? Friday
exactly.
Night Live.
Exactly.
Lindsay.
How did you know what the hell I was talking about?
You ready for the
bust
battle?
Your ass.
Yeah. I'll bust your ass.
Friday night. Friday night live. Like I said, we get y'all ready for the weekend. So, all right, don't forget you can go to MonstarsRadio.com. Check out our 24-hour streams. We really need y'all to hit that link, hit that play button. Help us get our numbers up. We're trying to make some moves around here, and we really need your support. So, all right, also make sure you go to SonySpeaks.com.
Subscribe. I just sent out an email letter today. Just subscribe. If you don't want to pay right now, subscribe. And then I'm telling you, what I throw at you, you're going to want to taste the heat later. But just subscribe.
There you go, in that order. So, all right, let's see. I ain't got nothing else for y'all on my way up out of here. Shit. Like I said, like I always say, if you ain't do nothing good and great today, you can always wake up and be monstrous tomorrow. It is. Don't give up on yourself. Have a good night. Peace.
Hey, wow. We love y'all. Thank you for listening.